This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate 75% of its unused COVID-19 vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program as more Americans have been vaccinated and global inequities have become more glaring. The White House unveiled the allocation for sharing a first 25 million doses with the world, part of its plan to share 80 million globally by the end of the month. At a news conference, White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said, "The United States is committed to helping other nations as more Americans get vaccinated."
As the days get brighter and brighter at home, we're focused on driving progress to help end the pandemic around the globe. It's both the right thing to do and an important step in protecting Americans by helping to stamp out the virus.
The president said in a statement, as long as the pandemic is raging anywhere in the world, the American people will still be vulnerable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule, racing to head off what's expected to be a frantic push by the premier and his allies to derail a newly announced coalition. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120 member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA News. Belarus announced Thursday the United States would have to cut its diplomatic and administrative staff in the former Soviet country as part of retaliatory sanctions following punitive measures from Washington. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry also said permission for the U.S. Agency for International Development to work in the country had been revoked. In a statement, the ministry added that visa procedures would also be tightened. In April, the United States said it was reimposing sanctions on 9 state-owned companies in Belarus after strongman Alexander Lukashenko ignored warnings to release political prisoners following a crackdown on the opposition after a disputed election last year. Sri Lanka on Thursday readied for the possibility of an oil spill after a cargo ship laden with chemicals sank off its western coast. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
The Singapore-registered MV Express Pearl was carrying nitric acid as well as other chemicals and cosmetics. It was anchored off a port city when a fire erupted on board on May the 20th. The craft began to sink early on Wednesday. The ship's operators said in a statement on Thursday there were still no signs of a fuel oil spill and that much of the toxic cargo had been incinerated in the fire. But photos from the country's coast guard showed a layer of green film blanketing the ocean surrounding the vessel. Millions of plastic pellets have also reached surrounding beaches and fishing grounds, prompting the government to ban fishing along a 50-mile stretch. The government says it will seek redress for the incident, while Singapore authorities have started their own investigation.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits continues to fall. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For a fifth straight week, jobless filings hit a pandemic low, 385,000. The drop reflects a rapidly reopening economy boosting the jobs market, which remains down more than 8 million jobs from pre-pandemic levels. Employers have added 1.8 million jobs this year. Tomorrow's report on May hiring is expected to show another 656,000. Still, many businesses say they're having trouble finding enough workers. Critics blame boosts in federal jobless aid, which they say combined with regular state benefits are keeping people home. Several states say they will cut off some of the federal aid soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.07%. The S&P 500 lost 0.36%. The Nasdaq fell by 1.03%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.